From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin attends the COP27 opening ceremony. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Mahfud MD said ASEAN summit to discuss cooperation on human rights and democracy. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Monday attended the opening ceremony of the 27th Conference of the Parties, or COP27, to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The opening ceremony at Sharm el-Sheikh International Convention Center brought together delegates from 110 countries. He represented President Joko Widodo and led the Indonesian delegation at the meeting. According to a press statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, upon arrival, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin was greeted by Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Next, we have the ASEAN Summit in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, from November 9 to the 12, 2022, will discuss cooperation in the field of democracy and human rights. This was pointed out by Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, in a statement streamed on the YouTube channel of the ministry on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He has also informed that a number of strategic topics will be discussed at the forum, including cooperation in the field of intelligence and common security. The empowerment of micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, by all stakeholders could help prepare for next year's recession, which may pose the risk of layoffs. This was pointed out by Indonesian Minister of Manpower, Ida Fauzia, on the sidelines of the third national gathering of Bunyai Nusantara in Semarang, Central Java on Monday, as quoted by Antara. She remarked that the empowerment of MSME players could be carried out by the managers of Islamic boarding schools. The focus on the educational aspects of entrepreneurship. Islamic boarding schools could also promote economic growth through businesses that directly involve the public. The last national news comes from Chief of the National Armed Forces, General Andika Perkasa, confirmed that his administration has deployed 13 warships, or KRIs, to secure the G20 summit to take place in Nusa Dua, Badung, Bali, on November 15 to the 16, 2022. This was affirmed by General Andika Perkasa in Denpasar on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He also highlighted that about 18,000 confirmed personnel are included in the Integrated Joint Command for securing the G20 summit. He further said the personnel of that unit comprises members of the National Police, National Armed Force, and several other security personnel. Now we move to the international news. Russian President Vladimir Putin may miss next week's Group of 20 or G20 Leader Summit. His Indonesian counterpart Joko Widodo and hosts of the bloc of major economies told media on Monday. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Indonesian President Joko Widodo explained, a conversation with Putin last week left him with a strong impression the Russian leader would not attend the meeting in Bali, which is expected to be dominated by tensions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Indonesian Foreign Ministry and Presidential Palace didn't immediately respond to Reuters' request for comment. As G20 host, Indonesia has resisted pressure from Western countries and Ukraine to disinvite Russia from the leader summit and expel it from the group, saying it doesn't have the authority to do so without a consensus among all members. Ukraine is boosting its ties with Southeast Asian nations, signing a key foreign relations pact with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, later this week in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. As reported by VOA.com, Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba is expected to sign, in person, the so-called Instrument of Accession to the Treaty on Amity and Cooperation in Southeast Asia and attend some ASEAN events. Treaty on Amity and Cooperation in Southeast Asia is a peace treaty established in 1976 by ASEAN's founding members that enshrines fundamental principles. We end the news with the war in Ukraine, which is a reason to act faster to tackle climate change. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has told the United Nations Climate Summit COP27. As reported by BBC.com, he said in his first international appearance since taking office that climate and energy security go hand in hand. Leaders from 120 countries are meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, to discuss next steps in curbing climate change. Key topics are compensation and support for the most affected countries. Mr. Sunak further said Putin's abhorrent war in Ukraine and rising energy prices across the world are not a reason to go slow on climate change. They are a reason to act faster. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Indonesian Armed Forces or TNI and Police Ready to Secure G20 Bali Summit. Chief of the National Police or Polri, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, along with Chief of the Indonesian Armed Forces TNI, General Andika Perkasa, led the rally for the Operation Puri Agung 2022 troops ahead of the G20 summit in Bali. The event was held at the Niti Mandala Renon Field in Denpasar on Monday. Around 18,000 security personnel will be deployed for the G20 summit. To the media, General Listio Sigit explained that his side and the TNI commander directly check various kinds of equipment. It is hoped that the equipment will be ready for use in both normal and problematic conditions, such as demonstrations or bomb threats. Checks are also carried out on the readiness of infrastructure, facilities, and evacuation and others if needed. Meanwhile, General Andika Perkasa confirmed that, so far, there has been no significant potential threat. However, he acknowledged there have been several cyber attacks. He has coordinated with the National Cyber and Crypto Agency, or BSSN, the State Intelligence Agency, or BIN, and the National Police to deal with it. The G20 summit in Bali will be held on November 15th and 16th. Considering that the world leaders will be attending, the preparation of security for them is indeed the main aspect. The safety of these world leaders is at stake for Indonesia's good name in the eyes of the world. Therefore, it is natural that security of the G20 summit is prepared optimally. However, the overall task of securing the G20 summit is not only the responsibility of the security forces. All Indonesian people must also participate to make the G20 summit a success, including in terms of security. Maintaining the safety of the environment, especially the environment around Bali Island, is also the responsibility of Bali's residents. The ability of residents to observe is important to early detect potential environmental security disturbances. Hopefully, the G20 Bali Summit can run safely and successfully. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
We begin today in history with November 8, 1939, when Adolf Hitler survived a murder attempt in München. In November, Hitler always attended a routine meeting in a beer hall in München. A carpenter named George Elser passed the inspections and entered the hall. Elser put a time bomb in a pillar behind a podium in which Hitler gave his speech on November 8, 1939. However, Hitler gave a shorter speech than usual. This murder attempt failed because Hitler finished 8 minutes earlier before the bomb exploded. Let's move it on to November 8, 1949, when the World Town Planning Day was inaugurated. The Organization for World Town Planning Day was founded on November 8, 1949 by Professor Carlos Maria de la Pauleria from Buenos Aires University. The date was later set as a World Town Planning Day for the awakening of a global urban planning. Until now, 30 countries commemorate World Town Planning Day. The day aims to raise public and professional awareness and appreciation of urban planning, both locally and globally. We end today in history with November 8, 2013, when Haiyan Super Tornado hit the Philippines. Haiyan Super Tornado, one of the strongest tornadoes ever recorded, hit the Philippines on November 8, 2013, and caused many deaths and destructions across islands in the Philippines. Thousands died and hundreds were wounded and missing, while tens of thousands evacuated. On January 3, 2014, the Philippines government's officials said at least 6,166 people died and 28,626 wounded.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto is optimistic that Indonesia's economic growth in the third quarter can reach 5.6% year-on-year or even higher. Quoting the press release of the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs on Saturday, Minister Erlangga said that Indonesia had a different situation from many other countries. Indonesia's economic fundamentals are strong. He added that next year, the state budget and revenue deficit will be less than 3%. He made the statement in the Global Town Hall 2022 Marathon discussion held on Saturday by the Foreign Policy Community of Indonesia, FPCI, along with the Global Citizens theme, Sustaining Peace and Development in Divided World. The event involved participants from 112 countries and included 105 partners and brought together world leaders, activists, and policymakers to build networks and discussions in a bid to create changes around the world. In the beginning of his presentation at the sessions entitled Dear G20 Leaders, Hope and Suggestions from the Grassroots, Minister Erlangga Hartarto explained that Indonesia is carrying out the G20 presidency at a time full of challenges, which he called the perfect storm. Nevertheless, he is optimistic that the Indonesian G20 presidency will run optimally and can produce better concrete deliverables. The minister also disclosed that Indonesia also invited representatives from the African Union and some other countries, adding the G20 meeting this time will have a different atmosphere compared with the previous ones. In the questions and answer sessions, Minister Erlangga Hartarto explained several issues related to the discussions in the G20 presidency, namely global health architecture, digital transformation, energy transition, and food security. He also revealed that for global health, the Indonesian G20 presidency has produced a financial intermediary fund which has successfully recorded commitments worth $1.4 trillion. Regarding digital transformation, he said that inclusiveness is important in the digital economy. Meanwhile, in the transition of energy from fossil fuels to new renewable energy, a large hydropower project in North Kalimantan that can produce 12 gigawatt power will be built. The project is also planned to be one of the programs in the United States initiative, namely the Partnerships for Global Infrastructures and Investment, PGII. About food security, Indonesia makes this topic an important discussion because food security is also a challenge for the global market. Minister Erlangga Hartarto further said that in the G20 presidency, Indonesia concentrates on the deliverables or proposals to be attached to the G20 communique. These deliverables must be supported by at least three countries. Indonesia's G20 presidency has a list of deliverables from these countries, and this proves that the G20 is committed to not only the narratives, but also to the action plan.
See you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to travel to Lasem, a sub-district in Rembang District, East Java Province, which is well known as Little China. You must try its various unique foods that taste delicious. One of them is Kelo Merico. This is the most unique food in Pantura. Pantura is the north coast area in Java. The name of Kelo Merico comes from the words Kelo and Merico. Kelo itself is a regional language in Rembang District, which means gravy vegetable, while merico means pepper. So, Kelo Merico is pepper vegetable. Kelo Merico is indeed unique with the taste of pepper, which is the main seasoning of this vegetable. Sea fish such as manyung, sembilang, dukang, kakap or snapper, and sometimes also bandeng milk fish are usually used for this vegetable. Rembang itself has indeed abundant fish potential. There is no doubt if this food exists in the life of the people in Rembang, especially Lasem. The broth of Kelo Merico is yellowish red because it is mixed with slices of chili and turmeric. Add a bit tamarind and lime leaves, so the aroma will be delicious. Using pepper makes the smell more aromatic and the taste more delicious. Spices and tamarind make Kelo Merico not fishy. The spices used include shallots, garlic, chili, kateri, turmeric, ginger, lime leaves, young tamarind, and pepper. The fish must be cut into pieces. The texture is very soft. The spicy flavor comes from the chili and pepper, giving a unique taste sensation. The spicy taste mixed with the delicious sea fish makes Kelo Merico become the favorite food for the people of Rembang and tourists who visit there. Kelo Merico is usually served with dempul urang. Dempul urang is a paye or deep-fried Javanese savory crackers filled with shrimp. Fresh shrimps are chosen from ponds that harvested from the coast of Lasem. Dempul urang becomes truck and bus driver's favorite who cross Semarang-Surabaya route when they stop in Lasem. No wonder, in simple roadside stalls, dempul urang is sold. The price is relatively cheap. Kelo Merico with fish head is priced at 25,000 to 30,000 rupiah, or 1.5 to 1.91 US dollars per serving. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina, jangan ternoda. Oh. aku pun tak mengerti mengapa rasa itu tak pernah ada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI, Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Perjalanan dari Labuan Bajo ke Pulau Komodo. Perjalanan dari Labuan Bajo ke Pulau Komodo, which means traveling from Labuan Bajo to Komodo Island. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Tolong Fotokan Saya. Tolong fotokan saya, which means please take a picture of me. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a tour guide in Labuan Bajo. Dev asked the tour guide to take a picture of him.
Tolong fotokan saya. Ini kameranya.
Terlihat seluruh badan ya.
After the conversation, I will present some vocabulary related to today's material. Tolong fotokan saya. Tolong fotokan saya, which means please take a picture of me. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Tolong. Tolong, which means please. Fotokan. Fotokan, which means take a picture. Saya. Saya, which means me. Tolong fotokan saya. Tolong fotokan saya, which means please take a picture of me. In the conversation, you heard the words, tolong fotokan saya, tolong fotokan saya, which means please take a picture of me. In the sentence, there is an expression, tolong fotokan, which means please take a picture. The phrase tolong fotokan, which means please take a picture, is used to express a request for help. In that sentence, the phrase is used by Dev to ask the tour guide for help to take a picture of him. To ask for help, the word tolong, which means please, is followed by a verb that expresses activity, for example, fotokan, which means take a picture. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples to ask for help by using the word tolong. Tolong, which means please. Tolong belikan, which means please buy me. Tolong belikan oleh-oleh. Tolong belikan oleh-oleh, which means please buy me some souvenirs. Tolong bawakan, which means please bring. Tolong bawakan minuman ke sini. Tolong bawakan minuman ke sini, which means please bring a drink here. Asking for help is something that everyone does. If we receive help from others, we say terima kasih, which means thank you. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Tolong fotokan saya. Ini kameranya.
Terlihat seluruh badan ya.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Perjalanan dari Labuan Bajo ke Pulau Komodo. Perjalanan dari Labuan Bajo ke Pulau Komodo, which means traveling from Labuan Bajo to Komodo Island. And the conversation entitled Tolong Fotokan Saya. Tolong Fotokan Saya, which means please take a picture of me. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku, oh cintaku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milikmu? biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta, cinta yang tulus yang mengajarkan bijaksana dalam memaknai hati hidup ini. Oh, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Indragiri by Ria Purnama. The song is composed by M. Nasir. It tells about Indragiri in Riau province, Sumatra Island. Lyrics of the song invite us to unite to defend the country, protect art, culture, and history. Alright listener, here is the Malay song entitled Indragiri by Ria Purnama. Enjoy the song!
Thank you. rasa benteng kekuatan indra kiri. Berikat satu menuju renat, semua akan menjadi maju.
Of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu?
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voynews, email voy@voynews.id.